I just say that a lot of what he's just said in that report was pure fiction and guesswork, particularly around...
Hold on a second.
Sue
he was quoting... Nadine Dorries,
no,
hold on. He was quoting from
quote.
The report. He was. They were in
quote.
Yellow in his graphics.
It does not say in Sue Gray's report that she does not trust the Prime Minister...
But she's not letting him giving him access to those documents, is she?
That is right and proper.
The morning sun touched lightly on the brains of Nadine Dorries in an empty, dusty cavern of an empty, unused mind. She snarled like a numpty, dreaming of the big dog's favors. Till the world turned to red and the room went spinning round. At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Whitehall in a sports car with the warm wind in her hair. So she let her brain cells shrivel, continued to drivel little nursery rhymes she'd memorized from Tory head office.
One of the things the Prime Minister said today in the House of Commons that was basically untrue, and clearly untrue, was his allegation that Keir Starmer was responsible for not prosecuting Jimmy Savile. How can you have a Prime Minister just repeating fake news like that?
I'm not bothered.
What
do you think I'm bothered?
Are you?
I don't care, mate. I ain't bothered. Look at my face. Is it bothered? Do you think I'm bothered? Look at my face, right? Are you looking at my face?
Look, calm
is
down.
Any part of it bothered?
Can someone call her parents?
Are you disrespecting my family?
No.
You calling my mum butters? Calling my dad a waste man? My dad's not a waste man. My dad's a ledge, mate. My dad's a ledge. Look, face bothered. I ain't care.
Well, there are clearly things that he said that aren't
the
true.
The Prime Minister.
Now, whether they were deliberate lies or not has yet to be established. But he's clearly said things to the House that were not true.
The Prime Minister tells the truth.